All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday morning. You know what that means?
It means
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Freddie Kiger.
We're doing one hit wonders today.
Yeah. I saw a bumper sticker on a car the other day in our parking lot here at the radio station.
Yeah.
Somebody's driving a Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the bumper sticker that's actually on the car itself, not on the bumper, but on the back of the car.
Yeah.
It says, "Born to rock, forced to work." I thought that was pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I saw recently somebody, some girl riding a little motor scooter.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "Born to be mild."
I like that.
Flip that W into an M, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I've seen some people on golf courses who have drivers as big as a dadgum Volkswagen.
Uh-huh.
Swing. Right. Yeah.
I wonder if that helps their golf games.
You know what? If it's between, it's the 6 inches between the ears.
Yeah.
If you think it does.
Yeah.
You know?
Then I guess maybe it does.
Go for it.
Well, what kind of rock and roll trivia question do you
got? One hit wonders, and here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The year is 1968.
Okay.
The month was June.
Great time.
Name the artist for this classic instrumental that every high school in the entire country learned to play. Ron's got it.
Okay.
Put it down.
Am I got it on the right side?
Over. You got the B side.
Okay. Sorry.
Well,
okay.
Actually, that's kind of, that's interesting. But yeah, you got the right side now. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Oh, man, that's got a really recognizable beginning there.
Every high school played this thing.
You know this song right away when you hear it. The Horse by
Dun-dum.
Cliff Nobles and Company.
Dun-dum. 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 It was an instrumental, but it was intended.
Yeah.
That's why I said it was interesting when we were talking about the B-side. Because it was intended originally to be the B-side of a single. And Cliff obviously did not sing or play an instrument for this song. But a Florida DJ played the wrong side. Yeah. So he played the instrumental side, and within a week, 10,000 copies were sold in Tampa alone.
Everybody loved it.
And then it took off.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be the B-side.
That's one of the crazy things in rock and roll.
Oh, I know. Got as high as number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
And people still know it today.
Dun-dum.
Those who've been around for a while.
Dun-dum. Dun-dum.
Well, anyway, thank you. Thank you for the memories.
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks, Freddie Cogger.
I had to catch myself. See you.
Thanks for the memories.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Thank you, buddy.